Hello, everyone, and welcome to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's show, I decided to do the music of the 1950s. So the first two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Rocket 88 from Jack Bronson and his Delta Cats, followed by Shake, Rattle, and Roll from Big Joe Turner. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, baby, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about hands past eight. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
And welcome back, everybody, to Throwback Thursday. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Rocket 88 from Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, which was a single in the year of 1951. And some fun facts about that tune. Though it is credited to Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, the band who recorded the song was actually 19-year-old Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm band. Jackie Brenston was actually Ike Turner's saxophonist. And Rocket 88 reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart and is considered to be an important landmark in the development of rock and roll music, some going as far to consider it the first rock and roll record ever recorded. And for those of you who aren't car people like myself, the song's title, Rocket 88, is actually a reference to the Oldsmobile Rocket 88, an automobile which had recently been introduced in the 1950s. And the second tune you heard was Shake, Rattle, and Roll from Big Joe Turner, and that is a single from 1954. Shake, Rattle, and Roll is a 12-bar blues written by Jesse Stone, who assumed the name Charles E. Calhoun when writing songs. And it was originally recorded by Big Joe Turner, but the most commercially successful and famous recording is the one by Bill Haley and his Comets, who you may know for the song Rock Around the Clock from 1954 as well. And the song, as sung by Big Joe Turner, ranks as number 127 on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. So moving right along with the 1950s theme, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Shaboom, Life Could Be a Dream from the Crew Cuts, and that will be followed by Ain't That a Shame from Fats Domino. So I hope you guys enjoy. Hey, la, de, ding, dong, a, lang, a, lang, a, lang. Boom, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do. Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. Da, 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 da. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. At you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom. Hey, la, de, ding, dong, na, lang, na, lang, lang. Shaboom, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, ba. Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom? Sweetheart! You make me cry when you say goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? Anyone can blame. You broke my heart when you said we're caught. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame?
Neither one did great. Oh, well, good boy. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears will rain. Ain't that a shame? Either one to blame. Good boy, ain't that a shame? My tears feel they rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, good boy. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears feel they rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
And welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas, and I am your host, Hannah Blevins, and for this week's theme, I've decided to do some music from the 1950s. That first tune you heard was Shaboom, Life Could Be a Dream from the Crew Cuts, and that is a single from 1954. And some fun facts about that song: it is an early doo-wop song written by the members of the R&B vocal group known as the Chords in 1954, and it became a top hit in that same year, both for the original recording by the Chords and for the Crew Cuts version. And the Crew Cuts version reached number one on Billboard charts, garnering enough popularity for a live performance of it on the Ed Sullivan Show on December 12th of 1954. And that second tune you heard was Ain't That a Shame from Fats Domino, and that comes off of the 1955 album Rock and Rollin' with Fats Domino. And some fun facts about it: Ain't That a Shame was written by Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew in 1955 and was released by Imperial Records in that same year. And after its release, it reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart and number 10 on the pop charts, eventually selling 1 million copies. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Roll Over Beethoven from Chuck Berry, and that'll be followed by Don't Be Cruel from Elvis Presley. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock.
long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, 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 dig to the rhythm and blues.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Throwback Thursday. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Roll Over Beethoven from Chuck Berry, and that was a single in 1956. And some fun facts about it. The title of the song, Roll Over Beethoven, is actually an imperative to Ludwig von Beethoven, the classical composer, to roll over his grave in reaction to the new genre of music, rock and roll and rhythm and blues, that were replacing classical music. And the song is a popular cover tune for many artists, including two pretty famous ones, the Beatles and Electric Light Orchestra, or ELO. And on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, it ranks as number 97. And that second tune you heard was Don't Be Cruel from Elvis Presley, and that came out as a single in 1956 as well. And some fun facts about it, Don't Be Cruel was written by Otis Blackwell and originally recorded by Elvis Presley in 1956. And it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2002 and is currently ranked as the 173rd greatest song of all time, as well as the 6th best song of 1956 by acclaimed music. So moving right along with the 1950s theme, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Bebop-a-Lula from Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps, and that will be followed by Leave My Kitten Alone from Little Willie John. So hope you guys enjoy.
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she is my baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she is my baby, my baby, my baby. Let's rock! She's got that beat.
walks around the store. She's the one that yells, more. She's my baby. Ba-ba-ba-lula, I don't know it, baby. Ba-ba-ba-lula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby. Let's rock again now.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And the first tune you guys heard was Bebopalula from Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps. Capitol Records took an interest in Gene Vincent on May 4th of 1956, along with his band, and allowed him to record the song in Nashville. And it reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Pop charts and number 8 on the R&B charts. And that song was followed by Leave My Kitten Alone from Little Willie John, and that came out in 1956, as well as Bebopalula did. And some facts about Leave My Kitten Alone. It was written by Little Willie John, Titus Turner, James McDougall, and was first recorded by Little Willie John. It follows the 24-bar blues format, and it has been covered by the Beatles and appears on the second disc to the Beatles Anthology 1 album. So the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is going to be Young Blood from the Coasters, and that will be followed by Come Go With Me from the Del Vikings. I hope you guys enjoy.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Young blood.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young blood.
You better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun. And all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
Y'all the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's show theme, I decided to do some hits from the 1950s. And those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Young Blood from the Coasters. And that comes off of a single from 1957. And some fun facts about Youngblood. It was originally recorded by the Coasters and released as a single, the A-side to their single, Searchin', in March of 1957. And Searchin' is a really great tune, so I recommend checking that one out as well. And another fun fact, it reached number one on Billboard's R&B chart and reached number eight on the Billboard Hot 100. And that second song you heard was Come Go With Me from the Del Vikings. And that was a single as well in 1957. And some fun facts about it. It was originally recorded by the Del Vikings in 1956. And if you don't know who the Del Vikings are, they are an American doo-wop vocal group. And the song became a hit in 1957, reaching number four on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And a super fun fact, when Paul McCartney saw John Lennon for the first time in 1957, Lennon was actually performing Come Go With Me with his band, The Quarrymen. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is 20 Flight Rock from Eddie Cochran, and that will be followed by All Right Baby from Janis Martin. So hope you guys enjoy.
Ooh, well, I gotta get with a record machine when it comes to rockin', she's a queen. We love to dance on a Saturday night. Alone where I can hold her tight, but she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk one. Flight 3, flight 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 50 to 4, I'm already to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she calling me up on the telephone. She come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with the aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4. 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. 15th, the 4th, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, I sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Up the hurry before it's too late. Love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. To find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. Well, up the 15th floor, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
Oh, well, you took my love and you put me on trial. For me, you better be careful, baby, what you do, or else you jump in the ocean and find another you. Well, all right, baby, ooh, all right, baby, ooh, well, all right, baby, that's the way, won't it? That's the way it's gonna be. You're gonna be mine. I can't stand here crying over you unless you go and see the preacher and say I do. Well, all right, baby, ooh, all right, baby, ooh, all right, baby, that's the way, won't it? That's the way it's gonna be. That's the way it's gonna be. That's the way it's gonna be.
And welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was 20 Flight Rock from Eddie Cochran, and that came out as a single in 1957. And some fun facts about it, 20 Flight Rock was originally recorded and performed by Eddie Cochran in 1956 for the film comedy The Girl Can't Help It. And it was released as an official single a year later in 1957. And some additional fun facts, the song follows a 12-bar blues format. And the 15-year-old Paul McCartney used 20 Flight Rock as his first song when he auditioned for John Lennon on July 6th of 1957 in Liverpool. And that audition led Lennon to invite McCartney to join the Quarrymen, a band which would eventually transform into the Beatles. And the second song you heard was All Right Baby from Janis Martin. All Right Baby was originally written by Dick Glasser and recorded by Janis Martin in 1957 as the B-side to the song Billy Boy, Billy Boy. And Martin was one of the few women working in the male-dominated rock and roll music field during the 1950s, and one of country music's earliest female innovators. And Martin is also nicknamed the female Elvis for her dance moves on stage, which are similar to those of Elvis Presley. So the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On from Jerry Lee Lewis, and that will be followed by Lonesome Tears in My Eyes from Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Come on over, baby. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Oh, lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. Let's shake, baby, shake. Come on over.
baby blues and sorrows. I love her tomorrow, seems to suit you just fine. Baby, baby, baby blues and sorrows, and I love her tomorrow, suits you just fine. Can't forget that you told me so many promises and lies. I'm gonna try to forget these lonesome tears in my eyes.
And welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do some tunes from the 1950s. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On from Jerry Lee Lewis. And that came out as a single in 1957. And some fun facts about it. Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On was written by Dave Curley Williams and was first recorded by Big Maybelline, who was a female R&B singer. But the best known version of the song is Jerry Lee Lewis's rock and roll / rockabilly version, recorded in 1957. Lewis's version reached number 3 on the Billboard Pop chart, number 1 on the Billboard R&B chart, and also number 1 on the country charts. And that second tune you heard was Lonesome Tears in My Eyes from Johnny Burnett, and that was a single in 1957. And some fun facts about it, it was written by Johnny Burnett, Dorsey Burnett, Paul Burleson, and Al Mortimer, and originally recorded by Johnny Burnett and his rock and roll trio in March of 1957. And since its release in 1957, it has been covered by several bands, the most famous one being the Beatles. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Rip It Up from Little Richard, and that'll be followed by Hallelujah, I Love Her So from Ray Charles. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know. Oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I deserve it so. If I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know I just love her so? She's my little woman, we call this town. Babe, I'm a little fool for you.
And welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Rip It Up from Little Richard, and that comes off of the 1957 album Here's Little Richard. And some fun facts about it, Rip It Up was written by Robert Blackwell and John Mariscalo and originally recorded by Little Richard in June of 1956. It has also been covered by Bill Haley and his Comets, but it was Little Richard's version that hit number one on the R&B bestsellers chart for 2 weeks. And in addition to Bill Haley, the song has also been covered by Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Wanda Jackson, Gene Vincent, and the Beatles. And that second tune you heard is Hallelujah, I Love Her So, and that comes off of the 1957 album Ray Charles. And some fun facts about it, Hallelujah, I Love Her So was the debut single for Ray Charles released in 1956 on the Atlantic label. It is loosely based on the 1953 hit Get Over It, Baby by Ike Turner. And, like Rip It Up from Little Richard, Hallelujah, I Love Her So has also been covered by a number of well-known artists, including the Beatles, Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald, Eddie Cochran, Jerry Lee Lewis, Stevie Wonder, The Animals, Frank Sinatra, and, funnily enough, actor Hugh Laurie with his band. So the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Nothing Shaken But the Leaves on the Trees from Eddie Fontaine, and that'll be followed by Slow Down from Larry Williams. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Shaking but the leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to Rockin' Joe's. The cats are stomping on their heels and toes. I grab my baby, try to give her a squeeze. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. My daddy told me there'd be times like these. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. She's got a way that makes me act like a fool. Oh, she spends my money, then she plays me cruel. I'm begging for her kisses on bended knees. Give me some loving, baby, please, please, please. But I keep trying hard to make her mine. Someday the wind will blow, the sun will shine. Until that time, she puts my heart at ease. There's nothing shaking. Shaking but the leaves on the trees. Nothing
shaking, but the leaves on the trees. She's got a way that makes me act like a fool. Or spends my money, then she plays me cruel. I'm begging for her kisses on bended knee. Why don't you give me some loving, baby, please, please, please. But I'll keep trying hard to make her. On the trees, and nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees.
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I've decided to do the music of the 1950s. And that first tune you heard was Nothing Shaken But the Leaves on the Trees from Eddie Fontaine. And that came out in 1958 as a single. And it was written by Fontaine, Serino Corlacrae, Diane Lampert, and John Gluck Jr., and was originally recorded and released by Fontaine in 1958. It became a popular cover song for many bands, including the Beatles and Billy Crash Craddock. And that second song you heard was Slow Down from Larry Williams, and that also came out in 1958 as a single, and it is a 24-bar blues written and originally performed by Larry Williams. Its A-side was Dizzy Miss Lizzy, and for that record, Slow Down and Dizzy Miss Lizzy, both sides of the record, were recorded later on by the Beatles. So the final two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Money, That's What I Want from Barrett Strong, and that will be followed by Crying, Waiting, Hoping from Buddy Holly. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Money, hoping, you'll come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm crying, waiting, hoping, you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep crying, waiting, hoping, you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine.
Welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes you heard in the last of this week's show, the first one was Money, That's What I Want from Barrett Strong, and that came out as a single in 1959. And some fun facts about it. Money was written by Berry Gordy, the founder of the Motown label Tamla, and Janie Bradford, and became the first hit for the Tamla label when it was first recorded by Barrett Strong in 1959. And for the original recording, Strong is both the lead singer and pianist on it. And for Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, it is ranked as number 288. And that last tune you heard was Crying, Waiting, Hoping from Buddy Holly, which came out as a single in 1959, both written and recorded by Buddy Holly, and it was the B-side to the tune Peggy Sue Got Married. And, fun fact, there are actually three different recordings of the song: the 1959 commercial release, a 1964 reissue with different orchestration, and Holly's own original private home recording. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's Throwback Thursday, the theme being music from the 1950s. Next week is spring break for Hendrix College, so there will be no Throwback Thursday, but I hope you guys can tune in to the week after that, and thank you all for tuning in.